The following is a KTCK sports presentation. Yesterday on the Hard Line.
It's all just very suspicious to me. Isn't it, you, Rog?
I'm barely interested in this. Just barely.
But won't you
watch it? No, I may or may not. I don't know.
Don't you feel compelled to watch it?
No. I do not feel compelled to watch this.
I guarantee I will not watch it.
Are you going to watch it, Danny?
Probably.
I mean, what the hell?
Wait, it's tonight at 7?
I'm not going to watch it because I don't want to lose $8. That'd be $108 in one day.
That's potty time for me.
7 to 9?
Gross, Captain Doodoo.
I mean, Lord have mercy.
It's on from, I thought it was on in, on prime time.
That is prime time, Grego, 7 to 9.
No, I thought it was on, like, the show prime time.
That's special in and of itself.
Right, it is.
I like let's get M. Suge Knight Ramalam down here to do a special on that.
M. Suge Knight Ramalama?
Is that this guy's name?
His name is Martin Bashir.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner. Greg the Hammer Williams.
I had a fart.
Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
3, 2, and 1.
Kick it.
Is the time. 20 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is, in fact, The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks, and hello, America. It is Friday, and we have before us today another day of sports and all that that implies with you. It is a wonderful day, and the reason we know that is because we are outside today. We are emanating live from the Carruth Condominiums in Dallas. This is at Carruth Haven and Central Expressway, a little bit to the west of Central Expressway. If you're looking for new digs, they've got a pretty nice hookup for you up here, I would think. Something that you will probably find to your liking. And if you'd like to come out and check it out, well, all you have to do is go west on Carruth Haven off of Central and follow the many, many ticket yard signs that are stuck up out there. And you will arrive here.
Yes, we're poolside.
Right.
Very nice, cool, crisp, inviting pool, too, isn't it?
Oh, it is a very inviting pool. It's a nice pool.
Doesn't it make you just want to jump in it?
It does.
Which, somebody comes by, we may fund that.
Yeah, we may try to get that funded.
Somebody comes by? Somebody comes down here? Well, maybe we'll just see how much it'll take for you to jump in. Shoes, watch, wallet, and all.
Well, if that won't get you out here, maybe free hamburgers and a margarita machine will, because they have one, the latter, here and up and running already, and they say they're going to get the former up and running before long. They also have 0% on-site financing and as little as $694 on that mortgage payment for one of these bad boys, and free stainless steel upgrades worth thousands of dollars this weekend only. So if I were you and you're looking for new digs, I would get out here to the Carruth Condominiums right now and check it out. I would do it post-haste.
Very conveniently located, though, whatever you need, too.
That's right.
It really is.
I mean, you can walk to Neiman Marcus. You can walk to North Park. You can walk to Lincoln Center. The whole thing is gated. And it's Georgetown-inspired architecture, Grego, in a quaint neighborhood setting.
You know, it does. You've been to Washington, D.C.?
Oh, yes, I have.
This does look like that Georgetown area, doesn't it?
Well, we must try to raise the Cobra right now.
Because he's not here with us on site.
No, he's not.
He's not even in the city or the state.
And you know, the more I've thought about this, the more irritated I am by it. I don't know why I didn't try to get this stopped. I could have gotten this stopped. I could have gone to Dan Bennett and gotten this stopped.
Why didn't you?
I should have. I didn't have anybody harassing me about it. But anyway, let's raise him. Hi there.
What's up, boys?
How are you?
Well, you know how we never are able to land any big guests because phone problems or whatever reason, they don't call in? That is not the issue here in New York City, where I'm located right now, because inside Madison Square Garden, sitting 1 foot away from me, is the greatest fighter of my generation, Mr. Evander Holyfield. Evander, what's up, buddy?
Not much.
Now, what brings you to New York? Are you just here for this fight?
I'm here for this fight, but I'm commentating this fight, and I look forward to fighting one of these guys here who come out as the winner.
So this is really weird, because when I was in high school, which is like 16, 17 years ago, you were, you know, getting ready to become the next great heavyweight, and here you are still fighting. You got about $9 billion in the bank. What's your drive right now?
My goal is to be undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. I guess the first time I lost in 1992 in my whole professional career, and I'd say if I could be the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, then I would retire. And just it's taken this long for me to get.
Ask him if you can see his ear where Tyson bit him.
He can hear you, Greg.
Oh, he can?
Yeah, you can ask him yourself.
I was going to get you to look at it. Look at his ear where Tyson bit it.
Can we? Is it still missing? I don't think
just a tip. Just a tip. It's not bad.
Well, take your headphones off. Let me see real quick. God, it's creepy. It's gone. Did you have any surgery or anything, or just kind of grow back naturally?
They just stitched it up.
They just stitched it up?
Yes.
Did you ever get that piece back? Is it in the Smithsonian or anything?
No, I didn't get it back.
You didn't? Did you want it back?
No, it didn't matter.
You didn't? Because, you know, Tyson says he wants to fight again. Could that ever happen that you two square off again?
That's a good chance. A good chance if Tyson, it's three belts out there. If Tyson is able to get one, then I have one, then the goal is to be the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. I mean, to fight all the guys that with the belts. So it's a good chance that it could happen.
That might be a big payday.
Well, you know,
you and Tyson.
I think it would deem the game of boxing again and put it back on its highest point.
Because since you left and now Lennox Lewis is gone and it's kind of in the tanker right now.
Well, you know, just like life has its ups and downs. And, you know, in the game of boxing is so resilient. It'll bounce back at some point in time.
Now, you look good. You look in shape. You look fit. You got the nice bald head still working. I don't understand, though, because there's so many guys, so many of the older boxers that pretty much get punch drunk. Do you fear that at an advanced age like yourself, boxing? Not that you're ancient, but, you know, you're up there, man.
Well, you know, I'm 41 and will be 42. It don't bother me because I don't take it for granted. I stay in shape and I take care of my body. And, you know, I guess the realistic thing about anything, either you got a goal or either you got a fantasy. People with fantasy don't work hard. They still want it. But The one that set the goal is the one who worked for it and eventually get it.
Evander, this is Mike Reiner of K-Ticket. I can't believe you would get in the ring with Mike Tyson again after what he did to you.
Why?
Because that was unsportsmanlike.
Well, you know,
I mean, he transcended sportsmanship. He transcended gamesmanship. He went way over the line there.
Well, yeah,
and you're willing to get in the ring with him again.
Well, you got to forgive. You got to forgive.
Is this the Christian side of you saying this?
Well, I'm telling you, yes, it is, but that's what you have to do. I'm the person that I am because I'm the person, not the person that had made any mistakes. I've made a lot of mistakes. It's people didn't forgive me because everybody got their opinion on what's greater than greater, but the person that's mad is the one who had to make the decision to forgive him. He bit me. You know, I'm the one that felt the pain, and I'm the one that forgave him.
So. You don't hate him for that?
No, I don't hate him.
That guy you're sitting next to once bit off my little finger. I hate him for that, I'll tell you that.
You weren't ready, seriously, when that happened, because I saw the look on your face. You wanted to to rip his balls off, didn't you?
I wanted to bite him back.
You did?
I wanted to bite him back.
You wanted to fight dirty, didn't you?
Hey,
Evander,
let me ask you this. I did.
Evander, let me ask you this. You've proven that you're the better boxer than Tyson. Could you beat him in a street fight?
I don't know.
I know, but if you guys were to get into it in the back alley somewhere, who would walk out of that one?
I don't know. I try not to get into a street fight because I'm not good in street fight.
Really?
Did you not grow up like a, you know?
Well, you know, my brothers, you know, I was as young as a nun. My brothers and sisters are the one who got in a street fight. I didn't get in because I'm the one that they protect.
Evander, are you still haunted by that, by getting robbed in the Olympics?
Well, no. All that, you know, is amazing. Sometimes when things happen and the way that you handle them is you handle them right, it kind of makes you a hero.
Yeah, but that was
about the Olympics. They talk about how I handled it.
I tell you what, that was just a horrific call. I mean, that was a bad, bad call. And, you know, if they were going to call that a foul, shouldn't they have disqualified you completely? Yet they gave you the bronze medal.
Well, you're absolutely right, but you know the most important thing, all the people who won the gold medal that time on the Olympic team, it was 9 gold medals, it was 1 silver, and 1 bronze. But everybody talked about the bronze. And so it shows you that it's how you handle it, how it's come out. You know, there's always going to be another gold medal, but the controversy or something is how you handle it tend to pan out, be bigger, and allow people to recognize you more so.
But you'd have had a chance to really join a select few with a gold medal and a heavyweight championship of the world. You know, Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali did it, Joe Frazier did it, and George Foreman did it.
Well, yeah, but you know what? In all, I have won more heavyweight titles than all of them.
You've won more than George?
Of course. I've won more than anybody.
Evander, when I mention the name Mitch Blood Green, what comes to your mind?
Oh, the Tyson thing.
The street fight. How big's your house? You still got that giant thing down in Atlanta or somewhere down there?
Yes, I still have it. It's something that, you know, I use it to try to inspire people, to let them know if they don't quit, eventually they can have what they want.
You realize that if I work at this job for the next 600 years, I could never buy your house?
Well.
And I'll work my ass off, man, I swear. But I'll never have that place. How big is that place?
It's 4,000 square feet.
Four? I thought it was bigger than that.
4,000 square feet. That's your bathroom.
54. Oh, 54. 54,000
square feet. That's your closet.
So you got to get a tattoo on your face like Tyson?
Well, no, I don't need that. I think people recognize me already.
Hey, are you still a big Atlanta Falcons fan?
Oh, I love them. I love them. Even though they don't do well, I forgive them and look forward to the next season.
All right, Evander, we appreciate the time, bud. Good luck with everything. It's good talking to you.
Hey, thanks, Evander. Nice talking to you.
All right.
Wow, how about that?
How about that?
Right off the bat.
Huh?
Wow. That's pretty good.
And they're bringing him in. Huh?
Where are you?
I'm in Madison Square. You want to set this up coming back?
Hey, let me ask you this, Corbin. Is he in just like a impeccable suit?
He's a rock. He looks like he did when he was 25.
You know what? The funniest thing I ever saw him was at a Falcons-Cowboy game one time. He came in the media room, and he had on the nicest-looking suit I think I've ever seen. And he took off his jacket and had on the crispest, whitest starch shirt I've ever seen. And he was eating a chili dog and dropped a big glump of chili right down in front of him. And then he was walking around with this big chili stain on this probably $800 shirt.
Gosh.
The rest of the night.
All right, it is 3:32. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We have a very big show for everyone today. And supposedly, that is not the only big-name guest we're going to have here on the presentation today. Snake may have others from New York, but
we're supposed to have Nick Wells on with us.
Right, we're supposed to have one ourselves.
Who?
I believe Seika is going to drop by.
Shut up.
And we've got Bob Stern booked, too, but
that's
we don't
right.
know if he's going to show.
That's
is Rick Derringer calling?
Well, supposedly.
What does that mean, though?
Yeah, what does that mean?
No.
I mean, when you were introducing Evander Holyfield, I wasn't 100% convinced he was going to talk.
I got my guess.
I had to go track him down all over the city.
You did
so
not.
I got him.
They asked you if you wanted to have him, and You could either say yes or no.
That's why Colby
they handed
is
you
a
right
very,
to.
Very good producer. All right, I'll tell you what. Let us take a break here, and when we come back, we will set the whole thing up. We will explain why snakes in New York, and see who else he can scare up there. That's next here on The Ticket.